morning, all. Again, thank you much for joining me on this call on Easter Monday. Very, very busy weekend. And with some, again, news with the Spruce Hill Lodge that we're still protesting and dealing with. Dr. Kant is on the line, so I'll hand the line over to her right off the bat. Dr. Kant.
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor Perry. So today I can announce that we don't have any new positive cases in the Porcupine Health Unit area over the last 24 hours. The current number of confirmed cases remains at 39. As of yesterday, we had, at the end of the day, we had 682 tests completed with the 39 positive, 494 negative, 149 pending, 14 resolved. And again, just to note that those 14 resolved are included in the 39 positive overall. And this is just the standard of reporting across the province, and two unfortunate deaths in the region. Yesterday, we did provide a media release to everyone with respect to an increase in the number of tests for the Porcupine Health Unit area and for the North in general. So this, again, is a targeted Northern Ontario surveillance opportunity that we're very pleased to be able to take part of. It's going to be an important time-limited initiative to expand testing to provide a better understanding of the status of COVID-19 in the Porcupine Health Unit area and in the North in general, and the effectiveness of public health measures. It will result in an increased number of tests across the PHU to collect important information and guide next steps going forward. As such, people with mild symptoms are encouraged to phone the Porcupine Health Unit or their primary care provider, who are also providing referrals to the assessment centers across the region. And the media release yesterday provided the expanded list of symptoms, which includes some atypical symptoms that are deemed to be potential symptoms of COVID-19 that could result in an assessment and testing. And again, the assessment centers are opening up across the region. And the important thing is that the physicians and nurse practitioners working at these assessment centers will do the clinical assessment and determine testing at that point. Again, this does not mean that we are screening the population or testing asymptomatic individuals, but it does open up testing outside of the priority groups and the current guidance from the ministry. So should you have symptoms, we encourage people to call the health care provider or the Porcupine Health Unit to speak to someone about a referral to an assessment center. But we again remind people the assessment centers are not accepting walk-ins, so we still need to go through the booking process for the assessment centers. If you are feeling unwell, we need to continue to remind and encourage and support all community members to stay home and self-isolate. This is one of the most important measures in reducing the spread of COVID-19. And again, we recognize that many individuals have very mild symptoms, and even a runny nose may be a symptom related to this. And so we just encourage individuals to make sure you stay home and stay away from others to help prevent the spread should you be feeling unwell in any way. We continue to work with Extendicare and Spruce Hill Lodge to ensure all the measures necessary are ongoing to protect all residents and staff. And both homes, as are all homes across the Porcupine Health Unit area, are committed to ensuring that all the measures are in place. This includes infection prevention measures such as masking for staff, PPE, and ensuring any ill staff or residents are tested and isolated. As well, all staff and residents are screened and monitored for even mild symptoms on a daily basis and even more. At this time, we still only have one case confirmed. It is the sore throat or hoarse voice, difficulty swallowing. Sorry, I'm not sure what happened there. I'll continue. I can assure you that all the homes are following the public health guidance and will continue to support this work with this homes and others across the Porcupine Health Unit. Even before these cases were discovered, we've been meeting with all long-term care homes and congregate living settings to share updates and guidance and recommendations from the Ministry of Health, the most recent of which was released last Wednesday night, and we held an urgent teleconference Thursday afternoon with all of these homes to go through and review the updates and support the implementation of the measures, which they are all doing at this point. Today, the Porcupine Health Unit COVID-19 information line is open from 11 to 3, and again, the numbers are provided widely. following this very difficult long weekend, I again urge everyone to continue to work together to stop the spread of COVID-19. Celebrate family holidays, religious holidays, spiritual holidays with just your immediate household. Find virtual ways to connect and avoid travel between communities for visiting. Only go out if absolutely necessary to pick up your groceries, prescriptions, or to a medical appointment. And please remember to maintain the physical distancing of 2 meters between yourselves and others. The most important measures that we have to reduce the spread of COVID-19 include the physical distancing, the staying at home as much as possible, staying home especially if you're unwell, washing your hands often and well, not touching your face, coughing into sleeve or tissue, and washing down commonly touched surfaces. These remain the most important measures that we have, and we continue to thank everyone for following them and encourage everyone to continue doing so. We understand it's difficult. I want to again remind everyone that it's not a time to blame each other. Everyone is doing their best. It's an incredibly important time to work together, be patient, be kind, and supportive. Keep physically distant but socially close. Stay home if you're feeling ill. Wash your hands often. Help us stop the spread. Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. Protect your neighbors. Stay home, stay well, stay kind. We're all in this together. Merci, miigwech, and thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Ken. We'll open up immediately to questions from the media.
May I ask a question? It's Lydia.
Certainly.
Dr. Katzen, what does it mean that, for this increased assessing, we're, our health unit was selected because we're at a different stage in the outbreak than many of the other larger centers in the South. What exactly does that mean? What stage are we at?
Hi, thanks, Lydia. What it is basically it's all Northern Health Units are going to be, are looking at this initiative. We've all been in discussions with the Ministry and Public Health Ontario to initiate this expanded surveillance across the North. And it is simply that we're at a different stage. We see much greater cases and much greater levels of community spread in Southern Ontario and different areas of Ontario than we do in the North. And so it is just recognizing that this opportunity to expand testing in the North can get us a better picture of what's going on and better inform the next steps going forward. Thank you.
Thanks.
Dr. Kenton, I guess for the testing, if we're doing more testing, is there going to be any support given to the lab so that we're able to process those additional results?
Well, as we've seen across the province, there's been a push to increase testing overall, and we know that the labs overall, Public Health Ontario labs and others, including our Public Health Ontario lab here in Timmins, have increased their capacity substantially to support this. However, you're right, as we increase testing, it's still going to impact, even though there is that greater capacity there, it will. We will see how it impacts the timing for results. But we know the capacity has been increased, and we know that Public Health Ontario Labs is working greatly to help support all of these initiatives.
Any other questions?
Yes, I have one. It's Eleanor from the Daily Press.
Go ahead.
Dr. Katten, I know you mentioned that it would be a time limited in this. Do you know how long it would be, like a couple weeks, a couple months?
All right, thanks, Elena. We don't have a specific timeline at this point in time, but I do expect it to be probably only a couple of weeks. Thank you. And once we know more, we will share that, but we're just trying to get started with it as soon as possible with our assessment centers and hospital groups.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Hearing none. Dave?
All right. Thank you, Dr. Katten. There's not a report today from the Timmins and District Hospital, although they'll join us again tomorrow. There's not a report from the Timmins Police Service, so I'll ask if there's a report from the Cochrane District Social Services Administration Board.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's Brian Marks. For emergency medical services, we received 25 calls yesterday with 13 in Timmins. Four of those calls failed the screening. Medics were also on site to aid with testing at Spruce Hill Lodge yesterday. Food security, we served 100 yesterday at the food distribution site. Additional meals were forwarded to the living space shelters. The updated schedule for access to the meal and food distribution has been posted to the DSAP website. For homelessness, we had the numbers were 14 at the MAC yesterday, 30 at Northern College, and 12 in the transition units, along with 5 in the shelter space on Cedar Street, for a total of 61. The drop-in will be open today to 5 at a time to provide shelter from this inclement weather. We're also looking to increase to 24/7 services at the MAC by tomorrow or Wednesday in order to prevent patrons from having to congregate at the Cedar location, with the primary goal today and this week, as always, being to limit the spread of COVID-19. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And that was Brian Marks. Next, we'll ask for Chief Baldwin to give an update.
Good afternoon, everybody. First of all, again, a quick shout out to all the first responders, people working up at the hospital. Again, we want to thank you very much. Without you guys, we wouldn't be making the headway that we are on this. On Saturday, I talked about a couple of things. I talked about two challenges. One was PPE, and the second one was ensuring that people take what the health unit and others are saying seriously. And I think if you tie that into the PPE piece as we go forward, especially seeing as we have potential cases in independent living or long-term care, the need for PPE is going to grow greater. And I think if we can flatten the curve and if people take those things set seriously, PPE will not be as big an issue as it may be as we go forward. So again, I urge people to take the message wholeheartedly, and if people do have PPE that they can share, they can easily get a hold of me through the department. Again, thanks very much. Keep up the good work.
All right, thank you, Chief. Next, we'll open up to the media for any questions for any of the other reports this morning.
Can I, it's Joe here, can I just add two things, please?
Sure.
Just to follow up on Chief Logren's PPE issue, it's an issue for all of us. I sent some of you an email earlier in the weekend that the authorities within the province are responsible for the acquisition and distribution of PPEs have gotten back to me a couple of times to say that things are moving along. You will have seen that there's been an acquisition recently of PPE equipment from Alberta that'll get into the system as well. So I'm confident that our request is being heard and it's going to be acted on, and I'm hoping to hear more from them this week. The second part, I'm down in Toronto, and yes, I am isolated. I got in my truck in Kamloops, and I got out of my apartment in Toronto with my own tool. And as we have a session tomorrow in order to extend the emergency powers to May the 12th, and just so people understand, the government can't do it on its own. It needs the authority of the legislature to do so. There's also a bill that's going to deal with a number of issues that I'll outline tomorrow when I do my Facebook update report that I normally do. But once that's done, I will be getting in my vehicle, running back to Timmins and self-isolating for 14 days.
All right, thank you. Any media questions?
For the PPE, could we maybe be given an idea as to how much of a stock we have locally? Like, at what point will it become a concern that we don't have enough?
Well, Chief Logren to respond to that.
We have a meeting this afternoon with our group, so we will get an update on what's available, if anybody in need, and that's something we do on a regular basis, and obviously we don't want anybody to run out, so we're going to share those resources that we have internally with all.
All right, thank you. Any further questions? Okay, hearing none, time, and we'll ask Mayor Ferry for closing comments today.
Once again, thank you to everybody that's on the front lines, and that includes people that are in the cleaning staff, that includes people that are cashiers, everybody that's doing their part to help us defeat this virus. As I said, this weekend was very busy. You would have heard the chief talk yesterday about an individual assaulting some officers. I had presumed when I heard that was been in his backyard party or something. It wasn't. It was just simply at a store. Let's put this into perspective. We've got dozens and dozens and dozens of people right now that are locked in their rooms in seniors' facilities. They're not locked in the rooms. They're under lockdown because they are being served meals in their rooms. They won't have a chance to leave their rooms for perhaps 2 to 3 weeks. Those are the individuals that are truly, truly inconvenienced by this virus. Asking to practice safe distance. Stay 6 feet apart, wash your hands, and cough into your sleeve is a minor inconvenience to what others are being asked to do right now. Surely we can do better than this. I mentioned on Sunday that this virus will beat us if, in fact, we lose our civility. I know Timmins won't. There's too many good people. We can do this. The other half of the point was talking about children, people that are really being affected, Easter Sunday. And things. We had a couple of birthdays on the weekend. I know that a buddy of mine, Patty McGaffin, was 60 on Saturday, and Brian Marks was 50 yesterday. My granddaughter is 8 today. You won't have a normal birthday, and you only turn 8 once. But happy birthday, Olivia. We love you. And I hope you have a great Easter Monday. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Ferry, and thanks to the media for joining us today.